On this track, I'd like to talk a little bit about what it's like to give a Reiki treatment, what it's like to be on the receiving end of Reiki, and what sort of things you might expect Reiki to do for people. So, what's it like to treat someone? Well, the first thing to say is that giving a Reiki treatment is a lovely, lovely experience. You receive a benefit from the energy you're channeling, and so you are treated as you treat others. With practice, you'll drift more and more into a lovely meditative state with an empty head and a feeling of having merged with the energy. And many people who have perhaps found it very difficult to try to meditate in the past find that Reiki treatments allow them to meditate or drift into a meditative state much more effectively than before. At the end of a session, you will feel calm and content and serene, uplifted and most definitely chilled out. And because you're not using your own personal reserves of energy when you treat someone, you aren't depleted or drained at all at the end of a session. In fact, you can be boosted or energized. In terms of physical sensations, most Reiki people tend to feel either heat or tingling in their hands as the energy flows. Some people feel a bit of both. The tingling isn't so much like pins and needles, but more of a fine fizzing or buzzing in your hands. In fact, there's a whole range of different sensations you might experience. Throbbing, pulsing, heaviness, magnetic feelings, coolness, or even a breeze blowing under your hand. So your hands can have quite a vocabulary, but you don't need to puzzle out what these sensations might mean. Not everyone will feel all these different things, and a minority of people will feel very little. Occasionally, people will feel nothing at all, or once in a while they might feel nothing at all. Now, this doesn't mean that the energy is not flowing. It just means that you aren't currently able to feel it happening, just like when we were talking earlier about Hatsure, the daily energy exercises. The fact that you might not be able to feel energy on your Tan Den doesn't mean it isn't there. It just means that you can't feel it there. So we shouldn't get too hung up about what we are feeling or not feeling. If we can feel a lot going on in our hands, then that's great. And if we don't feel so much, then that doesn't matter. We can still treat people effectively. With practice, you are likely to build up your sensitivity to the energy, though, and you'll probably start to be able to feel if the energy is coming through more strongly or less strongly, based on what you're feeling in your hands. And this is useful information. If you notice that someone's arthritic knee, for example, is drawing a lot of energy, then you can stay in that treatment position for a lot longer. You'd only move on to another hand position when the flow of energy has subsided, and you know that that area has taken as much Reiki as it needs. So the amount of time that you spend in a particular hand position can be governed not by the clock, but by what you're feeling in your hands. But that's enough of the practitioner. What's it like to be on the receiving end of a Reiki treatment? Well, while it can vary a lot from one person to another in terms of what they feel when they're having a Reiki treatment, you can generalize about the sort of things that most people will notice. The big three sensations when receiving Reiki are 1. Deep relaxation, 2. Feeling heat from the practitioner's hands, and 3. Seeing colors. There are endless other sensations and experiences that people can have, and almost no two people are the same, but let's just concentrate on the big three: relaxation, heat, and colors. Now, Reiki treatments make you relaxed, deeply, deeply relaxed. Most people who receive Reiki end up drifting in and out of consciousness. They lose track of time, and sometimes an hour on the treatment table can feel like only 15 minutes. Some people, particularly men, seem to fall asleep completely. This doesn't affect the quality of the treatment they receive, though. You don't need to be awake. It's very common for people to feel a lot of heat from the practitioner's hands, sometimes really intense heat, heat so intense that it's simply not possible for hands to get that hot. It seems that the body can't feel the energy in a really distinctive way, and the best approximation it can come up with is to feel the energy as heat. And in fact, a small number of people actually feel the energy as coldness, though the practitioner's hands aren't cold. Another common experience is to see colours against your closed eyelids as you're being treated. Sometimes a random rainbow light show, sometimes colours that change depending on what hand position's being used. It's quite common to see blue, lilac, violet, purple, but any combinations are possible, and we don't need to try and puzzle out why a person has seen a particular colour. It doesn't matter. Finally, I wanted to say something about what Reiki can do for people. Now, in terms of Reiki treatments, there is no big body of scientific evidence to back up claims about the effectiveness of Reiki with particular medical conditions. They haven't taken a big group of people with arthritis, for example, and split them into two groups, with half of them being treated by Reiki practitioners and half of them being treated by pretend practitioners and comparing the results. There's nothing like that. So most of the evidence we have is anecdotal, and as far as Western science is concerned, that isn't enough. So although anecdotally Reiki has done some amazing and incredible things, even in very serious and life-threatening conditions, there's no big body of scientific evidence to back up such claims. So it's not right for us to claim that Reiki will produce a particular effect for people suffering from any particular condition, other than to say, in very general terms, that Reiki promotes relaxation and reduces stress and promotes what you might term natural healing. When I talk about the effects of Reiki, I talk about my personal experience of treating people and my experience of having taught hundreds of students. And you can see from the course manual that Reiki does work on all levels. It deals with physical problems, and it works on the mental and emotional levels too. It takes a person as a whole and helps to bring them more into a state of balance. But we can't guarantee results. The results of Reiki treatments are out of our hands.